You're back with the Long Lunch with Wendell Dyson on Radio Live. The key to giving up smoking could be e-cigarettes or snus. I think that's how you pronounce it. You know, where you put the tobacco in your gums and you suck on it. I know, it's gross, but it could work. I'm talking now to Janessa Jerram. She's the research fellow at the New Zealand Initiative. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Wendell.
Before we get too far down this track, what is the New Zealand Initiative? Tell me what you do.
So the New Zealand Initiative is an independent public policy think tank. So we provide research on a range of subjects that are of public interest. We come up with policy recommendations, and then our aim is to communicate those recommendations as widely as possible and really start up a public debate on them.
Okay, so today is World Smoke-Free Day. You guys have come out and said, you know, smokeless products are the key to getting off the fags. Tell me why.
Yes, that's correct. So I've recently written a report about how to reduce the harms of smoking. The best way to reduce the harms of smoking is through the creative destruction of the cigarette. I found that thanks to developments in scientific understanding and technology, society is in a really good position to eventually make cigarettes obsolete by offering a viable alternative. I looked at less harmful alternatives to smoking like vaping, as well as nicotine delivery products like snus and heat not burn.
Tell me, so we're all really, really familiar with the vaping. Snus,
yeah.
I'm right in thinking that's where you put the kind of, it's like chewing tobacco that they have in the States. So that's where you kind of stick it by your gum and you just kind of suck on it and get the nicotine that way?
It's close to that. It's better to imagine it as tiny little tea bags of tobacco. So you do place it under the gum, but it's reformulated tobacco as well. So it's actually prepared in a way that's much less harmful than the tobacco you use for smoking.
Okay, so little tea bags of tobacco. I like that. And tell
it's
me what a heat...
way of imagining it, yes.
Yeah, no, that's good. And tell me what a heat not burn is. What's that?
So heat not burn products are inhalable like e-cigarettes, but they also involve tobacco rather than the nicotine e-liquids that e-cigarettes use. So they heat the tobacco to a point where it releases nicotine and flavour, but not to the point of combustion. And scientific understanding shows that it's at the point of combustion that most of the toxins are released that we relate to the harms of smoking.
Oh my goodness, that makes just so much sense. I much prefer that, I think, too. You know, I've got a problem with vaping? The flavours. Like, my son vapes occasionally, and it's like the cherry one. It's like, oh my goodness. But better that he's doing that than smoking. So listen, if this is the case, then why doesn't the government just go, you know, because smoking is killing so many people, why doesn't the government just go, here you are, everyone, have a free vape, and you can get free fill-ups at the pharmacy. Why don't we just do that?
Well, that could be the future in New Zealand. I think we're a long way off that yet. It was only announced this month that vaping and heat-not-burn products can be legally sold in New Zealand. But, hey, you never know. They could be the new kind of nicotine replacement therapies like patches and gum and lozenges. Unfortunately, they are new technologies, so I think a lot of policymakers are waiting for a stronger evidence base. But the trade-off is, in the meantime, people are using these products to quit, and sometimes the numbers just speak for themselves of the effectiveness of these products.
So when you did your report, did you obviously talk to people who had quit, and is this what you found, that they were mainly using these non-burn devices, these other devices, to give up?
Yes, so I talked to people throughout my research, just on a research basis on how these products help people to quit. But, I mean, you'll soon find out that you can talk to the odd person on the street and they will have an opinion on vaping. It's so prolific these days and it's helped so many people that you don't really need to try very hard to talk to a vapor and to hear those really positive stories about people choosing to quit smoking on their own terms and really enjoying it as well. I think that's a new part of quitting smoking and a really optimistic part that we haven't heard before.
Yeah, because giving up smoking has always been such a drama and so awful because it is so addictive. So while I've got you, because I'm absolutely fascinated, Janessa, so the vaping, that's got no nicotine in it. Does that have nicotine in it, the vaping?
So vaping does have nicotine, some of them don't. The most Yeah, most people are using nicotine e-liquids though, and that seems to be the most successful for those quitting.
And so I guess it's that that habit, which most people I know who try to give up smoking, it's that habit of, you know, smoking. I used to smoke while I worked because I grew up in a newsroom where you walked in and there was a fog of cloud, and I taught myself how to smoke out the side of my mouth and type, which I thought was quite an achievement. it's the habit. So a lot of people that break, that sitting down hammock, so the vaping helps with that. And I guess the smoke not burn, heat not burn one helps as well. And then the snus, the little tea bags, I guess that just helps with the delivery of nicotine. So nicotine will not kill you. It's just the tar in the lungs. Is that the message?
Yes, that's absolutely the message. And as you mentioned, there are a range of products available that will appeal to different people. So people who want a more discreet way of consuming nicotine might be more drawn to snus, whereas those who actually like the kind of behavioural aspects of smoking might be drawn to products like vaping and heat not burn, because they can kind of fit into those habitual lifestyle characteristics.
Have you tried any of them? Have you done the vaping or the snus or the heat not burn?
Sure, I have tried all three just to see what it's like, good research and all. Yes.
Which one do you prefer?
Oh, I couldn't say I have a preference at this stage, but I do understand that they will produce very different experiences for the individual. So what one product might appeal to some, another might not, and that's why we do need a range of these products available. I mean, we've had these kind of patches and gums and all these other nicotine replacement therapies for quite a while now. We know that they're not working to help all smokers.
Very wise words indeed. And I see you have an interest in sugar tax regulations. I'm huge on that. Yes. So we might have to get you back on the show to talk about that one, eh?
Fantastic. That sounds good.
We'll keep in touch. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you.
Janessa Jaram, sorry. So there you go. It is World Smoke Free Day. If you've got a friend or you smoke or someone, get out and try some of these products. They are now for sale. You can get them. Snus, S-N-U-S, tea bag. Just put it in the gum. I think I'd go for that one because it's kind of secretive. or vaping. You all have heard of vaping, but I like the sound of the heat not burn, where you're still getting the nicotine, but you're not getting the smoke, which gets into your lungs. So there you go. Do it. And let's see if hopefully, I mean, the problem with government and bureaucracy is it takes them so long to do anything. But hopefully one day you'll be able to turn up your doctor and get a vapor and go away. And it'll be free because, you know, we've got to do something. And let's be smoke free by 2025. Yay. Right. Come